Dial in toll free and you can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so news in, I guess, international news from the BBC, where a Chinese man has died after a three-day online gaming session in which he did not sleep and barely ate. According to reports, the man reportedly lost consciousness at an internet cafe. He did this in public.
Oh, my gosh.
On the outskirts of the Chinese capital, Beijing, he was rushed to a clinic but could not be revived, according to the Beijing Times. The 30-year-old man, who was not identified, was said to have spent more than 10,000 how do you pronounce this?
Yuan?
Yuan?
Yuan. Yuan.
Okay. It's 10,000 yuan, not yen. That's what the... There's a difference, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, which apparently is approximately $1,500 on gaming in just the single month before his death. He spent $1,500. That's the amount a lot of people make in a month working at, like a low-wage job. This man spent $1,500 on gaming in the month before his death. China has more than 450 million internet users, and online games, which can involve multiple users role-playing in a virtual world, are particularly popular with young men. Researchers say tens of millions of Chinese people, many of them teenagers, are addicted to internet gaming, despite curbs introduced by the authorities aimed at tackling the problem. I'd like to hear more about those. What is that supposed to mean?
I can't even imagine.
I don't know. I think it's a conspiracy.
What is?
Well, I think that there's a conspiracy to decrease the population, and that's why there's something in it that seduces men into playing video games.
Wait a minute. Come on. You're not serious, right?
I'm teasing.
Okay.
But I do happen to hear from ladies more often than not that sex is less frequent due to...
Because of video games.
Because of video games.
That is a sad statement.
That's
isn't
a very
it?
Sad
it's
statement.
It's a freaking real one. I mean, there's a commercial out on television right now that has some guy using, I think it's a Windows phone. They're saying that we get you back to real life or something like that. Our phones work better or something. I don't know exactly what their claim is, but they show some guy who's playing with his phone instead of his wife who's right there, in the little outfit, ready to go.
And she's wearing an outfit, too?
Yep. She's got some kind of nighty negligee.
So wait, it's being presented as though our phone is better than sex? That's the message in the commercial?
The message actually is...
you can get your stuff done quicker so you can get to the sex?
That's right. The message is that we stick our noses in our phones too much in life.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that that's so... obviously, we don't want to actually have you control yourself around your phone surfing. We want you to, use your phone properly and efficiently. And then get back to life.
I see.
That's the suggestion. I don't think that people still continue to use their phone if it works more efficiently.
Right, if it's more efficiently, you can get more done in the same amount of time, right? So you can still spend the same amount of time on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Well, here's a little more in the story. Similar deaths have occurred in other nations. In 2005, a 28-year-old man died in South Korea after playing online games for 50 hours without a break. So,
are they getting seizures and things? Because I have heard that the light frequency or something like that.
Yeah, that's something that they put in video game manuals for decades, that if you have seizures, you shouldn't play these games. So odds are good that if he's had a seizure before, that...
I mean, 3 days, they're not starving to death.
No. Well, he didn't eat, and he didn't drink, apparently, either.
Sleeping is a big deal.
Sleeping, right. Mm. It's not good when you go without sleep for an extended period of time. I can speak from experience on that.
Have you ever stayed up all night playing a video game?
Certainly have.
Have you ever stayed up all night having sex?
Not that I can recall.
It would be a rare instance.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Not that I can recall.
poor Michelle. The state of the world is
disappointing.
Out of her ears.
So I really would like to know more about the Chinese curbs that they're talking about here. If you happen to know, maybe you're paying attention to what's going on over in China and some of the news, like what kind of curbs could the government introduce in an attempt to reduce people's addictions to video gaming? Are there like mandatory breaks that come up in the middle of the game? I've seen it in some games where I think it was Metal Gear, one of the Metal Gears that I played for the PlayStation 3, where after a certain period of time, if you've gone through like a whole act, when it's loading up the next act, it takes a while because it's got to load the data files.
Gives you a bathroom break.
Well, right. It shows the main character standing there smoking a cigarette. And it suggests that you go out and take a break, stretch yourself a little bit.
So
you know,
now maybe they'll have a little cartoon of people having sex and then smoking a cigarette, so it's a little bit of a longer break.
There you go. I don't know, but I think that...
usually it takes a little longer to talk them into it, too. I mean, you know, nobody's going to be, oh, yeah, you're my pre-level break.
Well, now there's actually some games.
Yeah, you can have an app on your phone where you have prearranged meeting times for your encounters.
It could happen.
Well, speaking of sex and video games, there was actually another piece of news. I shared this with Mark over the weekend. We haven't talked about it on the air, but I guess the Nintendo Wii, there's some kind of sex game that has come out that is going to be... It's like some sort of a, I guess in the commercial, the commercial's upsetting people because it's very kind of, I don't know, raunchy for a video game commercial. And in the commercial, there are two males and two females, and the two females put the Nintendo Wii controller, which is this wireless controller.
They call it the Wiimote. The nunchuck.
Okay.
It has, two pieces that are connected by a wire.
Uh-huh.
As I understand.
No, I don't think so. No, the Nintendo remote, I mean, they may have different types of remotes, but the main one that comes with the Nintendo is completely wireless.
Okay, good.
It's called the Wiimote, and the females would put the Wiimote in the small of their back, like underneath their skirts. So it was like just kind of stuck there, basically. Uh-huh. And they would then bend over the males, and the males would control the character on the screen by administering spankings.
This is a commercial?
This is a commercial for a game that is available or will be available on the Nintendo Wii. I don't recall what the
game is called. So only men can play?
No. That was just one example of, I guess, the various different types of sexy games that are possible.
Can you imagine people are going to be having virtual sex?
It's not far off. It may already
be here.
I think
this is virtual foreplay, is what I think this is.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know, Mark. I don't know what the...
Well,
the
I don't know. Twister used to be fun.
Yeah, so this is a kind of a newer version of that, I suppose. But people are very upset about this. Yeah.
I mean, somebody could come up with the dire prediction for the Twister game. Our kids won't be able to have sex without the dots on the floor.
So anyway, I just want to kind of bring that up as kind of an interesting aside, but I'm more interested in hearing people's stories. I mean, this is one of those topics that comes up from time to time. Your stories of video game addiction. What has happened to you? Have you had the problem where you've missed work because you were playing a video game, or your girlfriend or boyfriend broke up with you because you were playing video games too much? We've heard these stories before where these games, these massively multiplayer online role-playing games particularly, will suck people in and become their world to the point where their real-life existence almost blinks out. I mean, they're not dead. Most of them don't die. That's what happened in China with this guy that we're talking about here. Sat in a shop for 3 days straight in internet cafe and died.
How is that different than, you know, Facebook or soap operas or Dungeons and Dragons or any of these other, things that start out as hobbies or something? Or, you know, it's okay to relax and have some free time. Now, this is coming from a person, I've never played a video game in my life.
Well, mentioned soap operas.
I played Ping or Pong. What was it?
I could see that.
Shows how long it's been.
I think you're right, Michelle. I think you're right that anything can be addictive, and you've got to be careful, all things in moderation. I agree with all that. But, I mean, how many soap operas can you really watch in a row?
I don't know. I don't have a TV.
It's a little more of a passive experience. Like, I can understand. If you've got a good TV show and you've got a bunch of episodes, you just go through them.
Right.
That's one of the problems with DVD sets or...
TV show ends.
Right.
The massively multiplayer online video game, it doesn't.
Correct.
It's designed to not end.
The video game just continues on, and there's goals that you're reaching in the game.
The government should enact some legislation, actually.
Well, that's what has happened in China, see? And that's what I want to know about. Like, what has your experience been, if you've had one, with video game addiction? And maybe we'll dig around and see if we can figure out what's happened in China as well. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Feel free to tell your story. Take control of your airwaves. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. We give you the features there for free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Don't forget the bulletin board system is one of the many features there. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive updates and reminders on this incredible opportunity. For those who are interested in public policy, they have public policies organizations, that's think tanks and nonprofit organizations in D.C. and across the United States. You'll get all kinds of experience in dealing with public policy, whether you want to be a politician or something like that. LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, so we'll tell you more about what's going on in China. I did get some information here during the break, but first, your thoughts. Video game addiction, have you ever encountered it? Has it been a personal thing for you? Maybe one of your kids or a loved one? Boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband? 800-259-9231. In the case that we were talking about a moment ago, man died in a Chinese internet cafe because he'd been playing nonstop, around the clock, essentially, for 36 hours or longer, 3 days, it says here, actually. So let's go to your thoughts and your experiences. Michael, listening to WTAR in Norfolk. Hey, Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are talking about this video game thing, and it happened to me one time.
Really?
That you died?
Clearly not.
My ex-wife bought me a game called StarCraft, and I became addicted to it, and it almost caused the divorce.
Wow.
I've heard a lot of stories like this. Go on, tell us the highlights of it.
Well, basically, it's an alien game, and what you do is you build your own little bases, and then you attack the aliens.
Right. Now, it's an online game, too, right? So you can play online with other people?
Yeah, my son does that. And so she's mad at me for introducing him to the game, too, because he gets online and plays.
So what did it come to a point where, like, you were missing dinner? I mean, you weren't having sex? I mean, what was the extent of the damage that this did to your relationship?
I basically come home from work, get on a computer, and I wouldn't go to bed until about 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. What happened to your sex life?
It diminished greatly.
And, okay, so that's the thing. It's like, for you guys, I mean, I thought the guys were supposed to be like, you know, kind of hounds and stuff. How, was this a conscious choice? I mean, had you already been maybe not getting along so well with your wife, so it was like an easy substitute to do this?
Good question.
You know, or were things fine in your life, and it kind of came in and took over?
Well, basically, we were having sex either 3 to 5 times a week. Mm. And then when this game got introduced to our lives, It diminished for nearly almost 8 months.
Oh, dude, I would have been so mad at you.
Michelle just does not understand this.
No, I don't.
She grabbed the disc, broke it in half. I went to the store and bought a new one.
Oh, man.
Oh. And you probably didn't care if you were, you know, relegated to sleeping on the couch because
he wasn't sleeping much anyway.
And that's what the video game was. Wow.
Incredible.
I'd still go to sleep in bed, but we wouldn't be doing anything because it'd be way, you know, we'd be way late. And then I'd get up early, go to work, come home as soon as I could to get back on the game.
Wow. Now, did it come down to an ultimatum? I mean, how did you end up being broken of your habit?
I won the game.
It ends?
Well, okay, so you were just playing the single-player version of the game?
Don't do that to him.
I'm sorry. Wait. You were just playing. Just to clarify, you were just playing through the single player version.
Correct. I do it online. My son gets online and does it.
Got it. That's probably for the best then that you don't get online because then the problems could really start because then you can play forever essentially.
Right. How old's your son?
Well, he just turned 18. He's an aerospace engineering student in North Carolina State.
Oh, great. Well, hopefully he won't have the same problem. Maybe he learned from Dad's experience that when he gets himself a girlfriend, if he doesn't have one already, that they deserve some attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks for the story. Anything else you want to share?
I'm hoping he's not playing Halo too much because he's got his studies to do, you know.
Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's certainly another kind of fallout that can occur, is that your grades can suffer. I mean, if you're spending too much time, whatever you're doing, if you're spending too much time drinking, your grades are going to suffer. And if you're spending too much time playing video games, certainly a possibility there, too.
And video games are it can be very addictive. It's a lot of fun to play a lot of them. And Halo, pretty awesome game.
My kids have a PSP, like, mm-hmm. I think...
A handheld thing?
No, like one... Well, you know, you were so sweet to give me that TV, that box that, you know...
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, right. And so so they have a PSP, and it's, you know, what, 10 years old or something like that. It's, you know, the old thing. But and so they have a few games, and I just went and picked up a couple used ones, mm-hmm. like... whatever, a zombie thingy
thingy.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
And a hockey one. Yeah, exactly. Right. And so they've played maybe for, you know, 3 or 4 hours in the month.
Mm-hmm.
But when my kids were young enough that I could actually tell them what to do and they would, you know, listen, I was very mindful to get them playing outside and healthy and into sports. And we didn't have a television, so they weren't watching that and doing music and things. So they've always had things to do to entertain themselves. Now I see children from, you know, age 2 with these little baby Einstein video games where they're being encouraged to, you know, press a red button or a blue button and, oh, look. And then the parents go, look at how smart my child is. I'm educating them. I'm helping them to develop these skills.
They're not doing anything, though. Right. I mean, they're
exactly.
Just
exactly.
Letting a machine do it for them.
Right.
Well, they're identifying the color, and if kids love to push buttons, and, mm-hmm. and if you can help a child to identify colors a little earlier, it seems like a good thing.
Says the man with
Mark
the
has this?
Oh,
I do not. I don't have it, but I can tell you that sounds interesting.
But there's
to
no
me.
Tactile learning. I mean, you know, when we were kids, we were playing with sand or beans or mm-hmm. things that would run through your hands. You'd go outside until the streetlights came on, and
but the square
were
block in the square hole.
Yes, exactly.
2-year-olds aren't going outside until the streetlights come on, I can assure you. So, you know, I mean, obviously you need to take them out. They need to have time to go outside and play.
Read them a book?
Yeah. Well, I could. Gosh, how many books my kid gets read?
Jack loves to read.
Yes, he does. He reads them on his own when he does. He isn't there.
So when you see these kids that become teenagers, though, and I notice this, you know, this problem with kids that are my kid's age, they have no social skills. They cannot actually, like, look you in the eye and have a conversation and interact and what have you. And
they all know how to play video games.
They all know
though,
how
right?
to play video games, yeah. Yes. And I do hear, I don't, maybe this is more conspiracy stuff, Ian, that that the government actually selects those who play things like World War Warcraft to bring them in.
Yeah, that may be a bit of a conspiracy theory, but there was a U.S. military video game. I don't know if they're still keeping that thing going, but yeah, that's basically a recruiting tool. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Got some of the restrictions that the Chinese government has put on their video games over there in order to attempt to curb addiction. We'll explain what they're up to coming up. Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That's the Signal CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, some of the features that you'll find there include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. The last week's worth is on the front page. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back all the way to late 2006. All of it is free for you at freetalklive.com. And it's courtesy HostGator.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website. They're free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. You'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and go through HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com and get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. We are talking about video game addiction and how it can really, like a lot of addictions, cause some serious problems in people's lives. In one case, a man in China died in public at an internet cafe. Now, that's some pretty poor customer service, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Leaving somebody... I mean, I understand that your customer wants to be left alone. You probably should leave them alone. But then again, if
when you started foaming at the mouth, you might have, you know.
Yeah, if they haven't eaten anything or gotten up from their chair, you know, that's probably pretty dangerous. You probably don't want your customers dying on your premises.
It's
so
a customer management issue, right, not a customer service issue.
Yeah, there's kind of a balancing act that you have to engage in, like between respecting the choices of the paying customer and also trying to keep your customer alive so they'll come back again. In this case, apparently no one was paying close attention to this guy, and he died after three days straight, basically, of playing
Isn't
video games.
Isn't that sad?
It's
and
horrifying.
I think that that's really a reflection on how society at large has become. I mean, we just...
How jaded? How
something we paid
cut
attention.
Off?
Yes, yeah. I think we're cut off.
I'm not sure we ever did.
You're not sure that we ever paid attention?
Yeah. I mean, I suspect you probably have similar stories from throughout the ages of where people just kind of, you know, well, if that's what he wants to do, let him do it.
I actually have a story about that. When I got pregnant in college, my mentor, who's a philosophy, this like mega woman philosopher, she, you know, had things to say. She'd gone to Stanford and had two children while she was finishing her doctorate work there, and talked about how people her age, and that, you know, they were young families, they made a conscious decision to live in not communal style living, but in apartments or condos while their children were young so that they could help one another. And at one point, her husband was gone, and she hadn't been feeling well and just couldn't even, I mean, like sick, couldn't even leave the house or, you know, apartment, condo, whatever, to go to the store. And she said that, you know, 36 hours went by, and then, you know, people were knocking on the door, and once they discovered that she was in fact sick, you know, they were bringing her food and things like that, and that they did that for one another. And I think I read a story last year about an old person who had passed away of natural causes, but their body hadn't been found for 2 months.
Mm. Yeah.
And they had lived in that neighborhood forever.
Their whole lives, yeah. Wow.
It's like you don't even notice it. They're not picking up the paper. They don't, you don't see them. You know, it's just sad.
Well, so, a lot of people don't get the paper anymore.
So here's what old people do, though.
Yeah. More so.
Really the only subscriber base they have, people over the age of 65, for the most part, newspapers. So the BBC reporting here. Now, this story, there's two different pieces. One is fairly old, about 5 years old. The other one from last year. Just to give you an idea of some of the concepts that the Chinese government has come up with in order to curb the addictions to online gaming. We'll see if you think this will actually work. What they proposed, the new system will impose penalties on players who spend more than 3 hours playing a game by reducing the abilities of their characters.
It's funny.
Gamers who spend more than 5 hours will have the abilities of their in-game character severely limited. So in a lot of these massively multiplayer online games, the whole point behind the game is to build your character's statistics and like how strong they are and, you know, how many spells they can cast.
So there's a disincentive
that.
To play for... play longer.
That's what they're trying to work in here. And it says here that the General Administration of Press and Publication, the body which regulates online gaming, said the timing mechanism can prevent young people from becoming addicted to online games. They claim that all the biggest online game operators in China have said they will adopt the new system.
And we can see how great it works with this guy dropping dead at this internet cafe.
Right, that's what makes me wonder. Did they go ahead and implement this? And if so, I'm thinking, okay, well, the first thing that comes to my mind, how to get around this? Well, you could just have a different game. You could have two different games you play, right? Or three.
Yeah.
So if you play the one game for the 3 hours, then you can put that down. It's going to make you take a five-hour break before you can return to that game, which means you've got enough time to play two other games in that five-hour break, right? So you can get another game, load that up, play for 3 hours, load that one up, play for 3 hours, and by the time you're done with those two games, then the other game you're clear on, so you can start playing that one again.
You could. I mean, usually you're passionate. My experience is I'm passionate about one game at a time.
Yes, well, but you're not an addict.
Right.
So I would think the addict's mind, if in fact this is an addiction, that, you know, okay, I can't do Coke, so I'll do speed or whatever.
Right, that's how I feel. Or, Mark, you could maybe look at another possible workaround. Maybe this guy's got a crack. Maybe there's some sort of a...
I imagine they do.
Yeah, some kind of program that has been written to ride on top of the program.
He might have been at this internet cafe with the purpose of being able to switch computers or something like that. So
maybe
his IP address changes every time.
Something like that. Some sort of ID would be changing in that case. Yeah, that's a good point as well. Mm-hmm. So, if this system was put in place, and the way this story is written, it sounds like they did put it in place, then there obviously are ways around it. Now, here's another one. This one from last year in June. Although China's online game market continues to exponentially increase in value, the nation's Ministry of Culture plans on slapping another round of restrictive regulations on massively multiplayer online games and other online titles. In August of last year, new regulations are designed to protect minors from unwholesome content while playing online, which also introduced while also introducing measures which will prevent them from succumbing to the sweet, sweet siren song of online gaming addiction. One major rule in the new regulations limits the purchase of in-game goods and services to virtual cash, a regulation which seems easy to do away with the microtransaction business model altogether, because I guess a lot of these games, when you've got this whole inventory of products that you can buy in this massive online game, there becomes a marketplace within the game for, you know, this sword's better than that sword, so it's more valuable, and you can trade that for gold in the game. But some of these games will allow you to buy in and actually take, like, Federal Reserve notes, take your dollars or yuan
or RMBs or whatever,
and change them into whatever the in-game currency is to kind of up your abilities with your own wallet. And so they're talking about preventing that from happening.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, that would happen. If I were the owner of that business and I had been raking it in, money at the expense of idiots...
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go along with that.
No, so. I wouldn't.
And it also points out here that minors aren't allowed to permit they aren't permitted to conduct virtual transactions whatsoever. So when you see that level 80 mage that's still sporting his starting gear, don't be too confused. He's probably just 14 years old. Now, they don't really get into to any of the other details as far as what else it is that they have planned, but just some ideas for how the government people are, you know, looking at changing the business of the online massively multiplayer games and supposedly to help people. And I don't know if it's having much of an effect, because people who want to do these things, similarly to the war on drugs, people mm-hmm. that want to do drugs will take whatever risk is necessary to get their hands on them. It doesn't matter to them if the drugs are illegal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter to them what the penalties are. They're going to do it. Similarly, somebody that wants to continue playing World of Warcraft without interruption is going to find some way to accomplish that.
I would love to see data to see if the rise in unemployment corresponds to a rise in gaming use and addiction.
Or if gaming use and addiction corresponds to a rise in unemployment.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, coming up, your chance to win a 2-pack of the Totesacks. Stay tuned for that. Your video game addiction story is certainly welcome if you've got one for us. 800-259-9231. Or you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that and by shopping with us at Amazon. You know, Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. They sell all kinds of products, dozens of categories, probably a million or so items, maybe more. I don't know. Lots of stuff. Groceries, even, at Amazon. Now, what you need to do to shop with us is to enter through our special affiliate links, which you can find at shop.freetalklive.com. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, click on the appropriate Amazon site for your country, and go shopping. Get whatever you need to get and feel good because you're getting the same great Amazon prices and free super saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Even used items, they sell those too. But you're getting the same great deals you're used to getting. It's just you're entering through our portal. So Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com at Amazon.
And if you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, try jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. So easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. I've gone through the course. It's an awesome course. I'm going to be going through it again here shortly. Get it at jurisdictionary.com.
So we're talking about video game addiction. Now, what about getting help? Because I was thinking during the break, like, what? I couldn't give advice.
12 steps. 12-step program.
They may exist. I don't know.
You could just, I mean, basically anybody in a 12-step program would give you advice on how to handle addiction in general, and you would go through the steps.
Gamers Anonymous.
It wouldn't surprise me if that existed at this point, because this
there's
is becoming...
Gambling Anonymous.
Right, and there's Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, obviously. So so I'm curious if it actually does exist. I wouldn't be shocked. But this is becoming a larger and larger problem as more and more people are playing video games. People of my generation, you know, Generation X, I'm kind of like the very end of Generation X, but people in my generation have been playing it for pretty much their whole lives. And, of course, now you pointed out that babies are playing video games, and so you've got a whole new generation coming up that's been playing it even longer as far as when they started than Generation X has. So it'll become more and more of a problem, especially as these video game companies start coming up with more ways to get people hooked. Remember, Mark, we talked last time we discussed this issue, we went down a list of things, I think it was from cracked.com, of things that these companies do to make their games even more addictive.
Yeah.
Like there are certain techniques that they use that are just basically turn them into online crack.
Indeed. I mean, yeah, they've got systems that sort of work with your mind in order to get you addicted. That's the intention, and
yeah, you're getting
obviously,
these...
as any kind of business, you're going to want somebody addicted to your product. I want people addicted to Free Talk Live. I want them to listen to all the shows, go back, listen to the last shows. I want that.
I think that there's a distinct difference ethically between something like a marketing campaign to advertise and you know, get people, as you would say, addicted or market to them, versus, for example, where, you know, because you have to actually go to the store and buy the product or buy it through Amazon or something like that, as opposed to salespeople who dress up as nurses and go into third world countries and offer infants formula, saying it's just as good as breast milk. I mean, there's a big difference between selling a product that is lying about it versus not. And so I don't think that there's anything out there that does not I don't think that there is a sane person that can possibly say that sitting in front of a television or a box for hours on end is in any way healthy or good for you.
I don't think anyone would make that claim.
No.
Really?
Right.
So let's get some people some help here. I was thinking to myself, like, well, what would I say? I can't say anything to this. I have this problem. Like, I can't help you. I don't have any personal experience with this because the last game that I played, Fallout New Vegas, I ended up staying up till 7 a.m., you know, on a regular basis until I finally beat the game, and now now it's done. I'm fine now. I don't have that issue anymore. But for a while, for about a week of my life or more, you know, this game dominated
my time. Did you shower?
Yes.
Okay, and then you ate and you did all the things.
I still did some business, but I wasn't doing as much because I was getting up really late as a result.
I've got to say that I used to work at a comic book store, and I would hear people say that they'd buy a new book and sit down and read it and finish the, not just a comic book, but a science fiction book or something like that, so, you know, several hundred pages, sit down, read the whole thing in the course of the evening, go to sleep very late. I mean, how much different is that than, how much different is a book than a video game? When you're talking about
books, don't take as long, I suppose.
It depends on
the book. Yeah,
it depends on the book.
Well, I would say, you know, I've been an avid reader, and that's actually how I used to punish Aziza, my eldest child.
You'd make her read?
No,
wouldn't let her read.
I wouldn't let her read. Yeah. Is that funny?
You wouldn't want to punish a child by making it read.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, she read one year she read over 300 books in one year, and the deal was for every classic you read, then you can read something else, whatever it is. So, that's 150 classics, you know what I mean? And then a lot of romance smut novels. But in any case, what I would say is that reading stimulates your imagination and expands your vocabulary.
Spelling.
Very different.
I've got to say, I used to be a terrible speller when I was in high school and then, you know, thereafter. And just getting into reading changed that for me. Now I can recognize the words. It's almost entirely based on recognizing the words. So reading helped me as far as spelling goes. When I was in high school, I may have read on my own a few books for pleasure. I really didn't do it. After high school, I certainly did. So
we're going to give you a little bit of some suggestions here as to if you have this problem, what could be done about it. Now, luckily for me, and I was well aware of this problem, this massively multiplayer online role-playing game, when I was a little younger, earlier in the aughts, I toyed with the idea of starting this, but I had already seen what was happening to some other people and how often they were playing it and how much of a time sink these games were. And, you know, I was running my own business at that time, and I just thought, you know, I'm not gonna get into this. And I did. The other thing that really kind of kept me away is that it costs per month as well. And I'm a cheapskate, you know, to some extent. I mean, I spend money on the things that are important to me, but on things like other things, like I couldn't justify paying $10 or $15 a month for a video game.
Yeah, who needs a new bill? Yay, give me another bill.
I'm used to the old school video game model where you buy the game once and you can play it as many times as you want to. So it was kind of insulting to me as at the same time. Like, I don't want to pay this money. So I didn't do it. And thank goodness, too, because I could see myself as being one of those people who really gets into a video game like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so luckily, you know, if I buy a game, it's one of those games that ends. And when it ends, I can get back to my normal.
So you're a binger.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So that's why I say I can't really give you any personal advice on this one because my willpower melts away when I encounter a good game. And
I used to be a big gamer. I'd play all the time, every night, instead of watching television or something like that. And then, you know, one day I didn't feel like gaming as much.
I don't either. It doesn't
watch some movies instead. And then
how I've done things like let go of addictions in the past or bad habits or something like that was never consciously thinking I'm going to quit doing this, but rather filling my life with so many good things that I just lost the taste for it, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what ended up happening to me. I think in general with video games is that I used to play them a lot more in the past. And just kind of as I got older, other things became more interesting to me.
Yes.
Like playing with the cat became more fun than
training the cat.
Games. Yeah.
The trained cat.
Right. I mean, because the cat is real. And, you know, it's, I don't know, even though you know what the cat's going to do, you also kind of know what the video game's going
Ian
to do.
Ian likes to play with pussies.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a cat.
It is a cat, yes.
You guys told me that I could
you
say
can.
Things like
you
that.
You can. You totally can.
I'm just
Pussycats. So 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got some tips, some suggestions, because we've got a website here, uproxx.com, article, How to Manage Your Online Gaming Addiction, with some tips as to how to break free of the hold that some of these video games, that people allow themselves to have with these video games. But maybe you have something from your personal experience of what happened to you, and we'd certainly love you to share those at 1-800-259-9231. How did you break your video game habit? But before we get to that, in hour number three, we've got to give you a two-pack of the Totosack. But Mark, tell me what the Totosack is.
Totosack is a retail grocery bag carrier. It is a hook made of 100% recycled materials that you can carry your grocery bags and all kinds of other items with. It's a great handle for carrying things. And it's made right in the United States with 100% recycled materials. And, you know, you should get a family pack. You'll be really surprised at how much easier it makes these carrying tasks, like carrying grocery bags.
And the price is right as well. So you can go to totasack.us to learn more about the Totasack, TOTASAK.US. And if you want a two-pack of the Totasack, you can call in right now at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Call in now to win a two-pack of the Totasack. 603-435-1105. Hour three is coming up next. Share your video game addiction stories, and if you beat the addiction, what was your secret? Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.